We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. The reason we want you to know comedy is because Liz Russo is here. She's a stand-up comedian headlining this weekend, and it's great to meet you and have you in here.
Why, thank you very much.
I'll tell you, I spoke to you yesterday on the phone. You're delightful.
Oh, I am delight. I'm a delight.
You are.
You are a delight.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You have a great haircut. I love your glasses. You're bubbly, you
which
know?
Which is good for radio.
Yeah, everyone. Well, yeah. You look so much nicer than most of the comedians that come in here, I have
That's
to tell
true.
You. Last week's guy was like wearing his pajamas. You should have seen
really?
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's our friend Pat Godwin.
We're you know? Not. Yeah, I like Pat. We're not morning people. You know
no.
what I mean? It's like, yeah.
He came in, he'd gained a bunch of weight. You told me you've lost a bunch of weight. Is that
I
right?
I have, yeah. I've lost 100 pounds.
How'd you do that?
A lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
I gave up gluten and dairy and soy and yeah. eggs and hopes, oh. dreams, yeah. happiness. I mean, it's not. I'm joy-free now. It's
yeah.
not.
Great. Yeah. yeah. But you probably feel a lot better, don't you?
I do. Probably also because I gave up alcohol.
You did.
Not for the weight loss.
Yeah.
The legal system and I had a little chat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
the parole officer seemed to think I have a problem.
What?
What do they know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sober now 7.5 years.
Wow. Can you tell that story about how you wound up hitting rock bottom, going into jail?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it started out with my DUIs, and I got a second offense DUI, and I blew a .25 and the state trooper. And that's...
Liz.
So.
And you still went to jail after that.
I know, it's not fair.
No, it's
man,
not.
That's
no.
not right.
Liz, how old were you? Do you remember, Liz, how old you were when you like had your first drink and first got drunk?
Oh, I wasn't until after college.
Really?
I was a goody-goody
really?
All through college, and then it just caught up with me pretty fast.
Boy,
yeah, yeah.
I guess when you found it, you really liked it, huh?
Oh, I tell you, yeah.
And
food and booze, those are my two drugs, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And actually, after I got sober, I found out they make a bacon-flavored vodka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all those mornings, I was just drinking regular flavored vodka. Oh, my God, I could have had bacon before work. No one would have known. I would have been fine.
You know? Wouldn't have put on the pounds. You know,
you
all
know,
of that stuff.
It's probably yeah.
Sometimes I've done this, and this is, you tell me if you'd be offended here, somebody who's given up alcohol, you know, 7.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I met a guy once. My big vice is Diet Coke. And they all know that I'll drink them and then I won't. And right now I'm off, but recently I was on.
Yeah.
And so I met a guy who's an alcoholic. Chris Dim and I met him. Very nice guy. And he said, alcoholic. And he's like, I'm clean 9 years, 6 weeks, you know, 4 days, 3 hours. He had it to that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I have not had a Diet Coke in 6 months.
Yeah.
And I know what you're going through. And
well,
he said, no,
yeah.
I don't know what you're
don't
going through.
No.
No. He said, it's not the same.
It is, though, because aspartame.
Yeah.
I don't know who your sponsors are.
No.
But I.
It's okay.
But that's an addictive substance. And you know, they changed it to Splenda for a little while and then they changed it back because everyone is hooked on the aspartame.
Yeah,
and I am a Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi. I love my diet soda. And it's tough. Sugar's the same way. I mean, you can be addicted to anything, really. But
really can.
But whatever your thing is, whatever, you know, makes you have a better life.
Well, this guy, he had been clean 9 years, whatever. And he said I was hooked on heroin and alcohol, you know, all that stuff.
Well,
like,
no,
man,
heroin's
right.
It's not really the Diet Coke comparison, but.
That's what I said.
So when I said Diet Coke, he said, I can't believe you'd stand here and tell me.
You're not nodding out on Diet Coke.
Exactly.
It must be hard to walk by a vending machine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Chris,
I had strangers tie me off. You want to talk about Diet Coke?
Chris Dim did say to me, you know, you look like a smacked ass back there. You just said that you'd not had a Diet Coke in 6 months and how difficult it was. It was a very
difficult. Having sex with men for some Diet Coke? Are you? You know, it's
is that bad?
What will you do?
Well, when they switched to Splenda, it was a tough time. You know, you hit rock bottom. Like,
well,
that.
I always say, because, you know, food too, even chocolate. I say I'd be a really low maintenance stripper for some chocolate.
Right,
I would. I'd lick my own nipple for a Kit Kat. I would. I'll do some crazy stuff. You'll do crazy stuff for your drug of choice, whatever that may be.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
All of those things I'm addicted to. Now, you said you're not married, correct?
No.
Have you been married?
No.
Oh, I see.
40. Just turned 40. 40. So yeah. That hit me kind of hard. 40, yeah. Single, never married, no kids, yeah. Recovering alcoholic, stand-up comic. So who wants me out there? Anybody? My mom wants to know. She's taking names and numbers.
Do they not see how delightful you are? Your parents?
I'm telling you.
You know, it's just, I guess being a comic, it's kind of tough too to, you know, and being sober, it's tough to meet people, you know. I mean, even sober sex is weird because I'm conscious. Yeah. So everything is different.
Right.
Everything is so different now.
Have you dated comics? And then is there a difference between dating someone who does what you do and someone who doesn't?
Yes. I don't really like, I mean, I like comics, but yeah it's mm-hmm.
Not to marry?
Well, yeah, it's not.
You would
get it.
Yeah. Have you read about a lot of comics?
I've met a lot of them. Yeah. We've met a lot of them.
They tend to be a mess.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I'm right up in there, you know, but it's, I was dating a younger guy for a while because it's hard. You guys are talking about video games.
Yes.
And I'm like, so there's coaches now that mm-hmm. will coach. And I'm like, yeah, they're all my age living in their parents' basement. Those are the coaches.
They do.
That's right.
I was like, is there a coach to talk, how to talk to girls? Is there one of those out there for those boys? Because it's tough.
That's what they need, isn't it? That's right. Yeah, coaches for video games. Isn't that incredible?
Because in my age group, it's just really hard to, meet somebody.
Are you on the apps? Do you use the dating apps?
I actually, for a little while, I was on Match.com, and they matched me with a drug and alcohol counselor.
Ah, they knew.
It's a little spot on. Right. You know what I mean?
A little on the nose.
But then I was like, well, if I'm in trouble of a relapse, you know, call him up. Maybe he'll take me to dinner, and I'll get a little inpatient, outpatient.
Or he starts to drink.
Now, let me ask you this. You're talking about relapse. Every day, how often do you think, I want to drink? You know, is it
right now, Chris.
Right now.
Right. As soon as I walked in here, I met a few people. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want to make it too real for
you. I need a beer.
It.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm pretty strong right now, but as soon as I say that, something like that.
Yeah.
I could be one comedy condo away from being on the road ain't easy. But I'm fine. And you know, I know there's people out there who go through some things and hear me and they'll contact me. They'll be like, thank you. And I'm like, well, you know, that keeps me going.
Well, that's really nice. Good. That's great.
Keeps me honest too.
Well, plus when you go to places like the Comedy Condo or the Chuckle Hut or wherever you play, this weekend, the Comedy Zone, when you go in there, of course, that's an alcohol. There's a lot of an environment. I see comedians have like beers and stuff sent up to them on the stage.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And someone will be like, well, someone said the show that I did was like, well, if it goes bad and you're bombing, at least there's beer.
No.
But there's not. So what else you got? You know. So then I'll just eat a pizza and a cake, and I'm fine.
Right. And then you'll be okay. That's
so
right.
Because I can't get arrested for at least the food.
At least there's that. Exactly. Now you said you'd lost weight not only one time, but you'd been up and down.
I've been doing. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to what I affectionately call fat camp.
Oh,
so,
did you?
Yeah. I went to a weight loss camp for kids from like age 10 through. I just stayed through my mid-20s.
Did you really?
I was like, I'll just,
How was that experience for you?
It actually was great. Yeah.
They really exist? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
These places?
Yes. It's a weight loss. And I guess down in the South, I don't know if people go to summer camp, sleepaway
mm-hmm.
camp.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm from Pennsylvania, so, you know, up north and stuff, that's what kids do. So I'd go away for 8 weeks and, mm-hmm. you know, exercise and lose weight and then gain it back during the year and then go back again.
That was just the thing you did.
It was like donut rehab is really what it is.
That's what it is. That's right.
You know, but I actually got my first boyfriend, my first kiss. So a fat camp was pretty.
Really? All right.
Lost my virginity at fat camp.
You lost your virginity at fat camp.
Wow.
I sold it for a Snickers. But
you got a trade, yeah.
The Snickers was way more satisfying. It's
and it's gotten us.
That's right.
My goodness. You have quite a life story there. Absolutely.
And there's more. So come to the show tonight. Oh, yeah. I'll tell
We're
you
just
all
scratching
about
the surface.
It.
You go see her. That's exactly right. That's cool the way you put it all out there, you know. So is that hard for you to do, to really talk about your life, or is that just something you have to do?
No, because that's just, I think ever since I got into comedy, that was like my purpose. If I share my story, I can inspire the story in other people. And I figure if I'm authentic, people can relate. Mm-hmm. And they'll laugh. I don't talk about politics. I just, you know.
That's a tough one.
And, you know, it's funny. I can even, I was making fun. I'm a little self-deprecating, mm-hmm. and I enjoy that type of humor. I don't take myself too seriously, you
right.
know? And so I'll make fun of myself, and I'll offend someone. I was like, "Whoa,
I know.
How does that work?
How do you do that?
What can you
exactly?"
Yeah. So it's tough. These
Did
days.
You ever consider anything else other than stand-up comedy?
Well, now I have a record, but comedy is now my only choice.
Comedy is the only yeah. choice, right?
I mean, I interned for President Clinton back in the day. Yeah.
Well, we know what that involves.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It could have been me. I'm his type. I could have. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Things would be very different.
Oh, my God. You got to come back and tell us that story.
You have to. You interned for President Clinton?
I did. I went to American University in D.C., so politics, law was kind of my trajectory for a little while. But, I like jokes. Politics and humor, yeah, you know. Yeah. Just I'd rather make people happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I'm glad you made the choice.
Yeah, thank you.
You could have been. You know what happened to most of us. You saw the one intern. She really blew up.
Yeah.
She became something, didn't she? There you are. Liz Russo. That's exciting. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Great to meet you. Liz Russo here on the Two Guys Named Chris Show.